Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
And we're joined now by SDPB Sports and Recreation reporter for an update. We've got Nate Weck with us in the studios in Vermilion. Welcome back, Nate.
Hey, Lori, how's it going?
Great. We've got more to talk about this week because a well-known name to South Dakota sports fans has some news. Give us an idea about Becky Hammon.
Yeah, yesterday, so we spoke a little bit about Rapid City Arena and stuff like that yesterday, leading up to about 1 o'clock Central Time, and it was like an hour and a half after that it was announced by Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN that Becky Hammon was going to be getting promoted to the front of the bench on Coach Greg Popovich's San Antonio Spurs coaching staff, which is a huge move. That's, you know, if you look at a typical coaching staff, when you look at the benches, I mean, there's typically 5-6 assistant coaches that are sitting there, and she's kind of worked her way up from being a casual coach that just attended some practices to all of a sudden kind of being, for say, almost the right-hand man to Greg Popovich, in this case being a female. But and it's truly remarkable to watch her career, not just as what she did when she was in the WNBA, not just what she did at Colorado State, and not just what she did at Rapid City Stevens High School when she was in high school, but to see what she's been able to do with her professional career and kind of start some of these conversations as well, and tearing down some of these boundaries that has been speculated for so long that a female can't be a coach in one of the big four sports with the NBA, NHL, NFL, and NBA. You know, now with Becky Hammon, you know, she is a person that is putting together quite the resume, not just from her professional playing career, but now as a coaching, from the coaching perspective as well. And I feel, Lori, that this is not going to be the last time there's some announcement as far as Becky Hammond getting promoted.
Right. All right. So she's been with the San Antonio coaching staff since 2014, as I understand it. And is that a long, what has her journey been with this organization? Because for many coaches, the next step might be elsewhere, if I understand how it might have some potential. But she's really ingrained in the Spurs culture.
Yeah, she is. And, you know, if you go back and kind of look at her playing career, too, this kind of shows a little bit of a picture, too, as to why she's with San Antonio in the first place. From 2007 to 2014 in the WNBA, she was with the San Antonio Stars, so the San Antonio WNBA team. Mm-hmm. And it was in July of 2013 that she actually suffered a knee injury and had to forego her season. Well, if you also look at what she was doing when the WNBA season wasn't going on, she was going over and playing basketball in Europe and other countries and things like that too, to continue playing basketball on an annual basis. Well, when she tore her ACL in 2013, she didn't just forego her season with the San Antonio Stars, but she also foregoed her season that she was doing elsewhere as well, overseas. And because of that, she was staying in San Antonio to do some of her rehab and stuff like that, and she would just go and attend San Antonio Spurs NBA practices and just hang out and spectate, chat with some of the coaches and those types of things. And it didn't take long for Greg Popovich, their head coach, to recognize that she is a book of knowledge and took a chance on her and said, you know what, instead of you just kind of coming and hanging out and watching practices and kind of giving opinions in here and there, why don't we actually bring you on to our coaching staff? And that's what they did in 2014. And she was the first female full-time coach throughout the NBA, throughout the league's tenure with the National Basketball Association. And that, again, is not just an NBA thing. That goes to the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NHL as well. First time a full-time female coach had been hired by one of those big fours. So, I mean, it was a huge thing in 2014, and it's just been it's continued on. She, in 2017, she interviewed for the general manager in the front office of the Milwaukee Bucks and didn't get it, obviously, but the fact that she's in that conversation and being considered as a candidate is something to be talked about. Also, a couple months ago in May, when the Detroit Pistons were looking at hiring a new coach, Becky Hammon was one of the top candidates to fill that Detroit Pistons head coaching vacancy. Again, she didn't get it, but it was she's in that category. She's in that conversation. And Greg Popovich is like, you know what? If they don't want her, we're going to continue to have her here. And then coaching opportunity opened up with James Borrego going to Charlotte to head coach the Hornets. And that seat right, that front of the bench seat opened up. And Greg Popovich said, you know what? Why don't we think about having Becky jump up here on our bench and take over that spot? And I think it's going to be a great opportunity for her. I really do. Obviously, the Spurs have a lot of faith in her. Players from other teams have voiced their support of Becky Hammon and how they would not feel uneasy if a female head coach were to be coaching the team that they were playing for. So it's not just a thing that San Antonio has support for, but I think there's a lot of players throughout the league that also have the mutual respect for Becky Hammon, which she does with them as well.
How seamless is the transition from Borrego to Hammon? Are they would have worked together very closely, and for the Spurs, is it just a very natural transition for them then?
Well, you know, because Hammon, like we've talked about, she's been there now since 2014 with Greg Popovich's coaching staff. She obviously knows the scheme at this point. She knows the players. She knows the direction of the franchise as far as what kind of players you want to find, what kind of techniques, what kind of fundamentals you're trying to instill in these players. So I think it's a little bit, I think in a really weird way, saying it's kind of like a gift to Greg Popovich. Like, he would love to see her get an opportunity to go elsewhere. But at the same time, he loves having his coaches being able to stay on staff, because the more coaches that you have that stay there for longer periods of time, it's just going to improve that team chemistry, team camaraderie. You see it with players on the court. If you have the same starting five on an annual basis, odds are 3-4 years down the road, they're just going to continue to get better and better and better. Same thing works with the coaching staff, is that camaraderie within the coaches, the communication, the relationships just all strengthen over time. And I think this is what's happening here.
What is the relationship then between that front bench assistant coach? Like, how vital is that during the game, especially as it relates to the head coach?
Well, I think trying to put this in the terms of, let's just say, for what it would mean in like the NFL, for example. In the NFL, you have your head coach. There'll be an assistant head coach. Sometimes the assistant head coach is also maybe like your coordinators. But what you hear about at the NFL level anyways is your head coach, offensive coordinator, and defensive coordinator. So the way that I interpret this information is Becky Hammon now is looked at as what a coordinator would be in the NFL. That's the easiest way that I can make it to understand. If you're looking at her position that she now holds with the San Antonio Spurs, it's like she's one of those coordinators that plays a big role in making sure players are in the right spot, they're running the correct patterns on certain plays that they're running on the court, and that everybody knows what they're doing. Because obviously with one coach, they're going to be looking at, you know, it's just one set of eyes. The more set of eyes that you have, the better everything is. And that's why they have so many assistant coaches on these NBA coaching staffs. And even in college, you know, look at some of the assistant coaching staffs that they have there as well. So I think that this is just one of these aspects as well that's going to give Greg Popovich another set of eyes, and she's going to have a bigger voice as well when it comes to directing players where they need to be. And obviously Greg Popovich trusts her, working with her now for 4 years, and it's going to be five. So yeah, it's an exciting move for her. It really is. It's something that some people might look at and go, well, yeah, she's still an assistant coach. You know, what kind of promotion is that? She should be a head coach. That time, I think, is coming, Lori. I really do. And I think we're going to be having a conversation here, maybe not next year, maybe not the year after that, but at some point we're going to be having a conversation about her having a head coaching opportunity in the National Basketball Association. So it's definitely something to watch.
People in South Dakota, when you say the name Becky Hammon, still care greatly. Why is that? Is that just because we like to watch our you know, hometown heroes, move on to do great things? Or is it something about her and her character and the kind of person that she is?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, Lori, because, yes, South Dakota, for starters, is a small enough state where if somebody goes and does something, you're going to know about it. Everybody knows who Adam Vinatieri is. Everybody knows who Mike Miller is. And same goes with Becky Hammon. Everybody knows who Becky Hammon is. And you look, you know, we had the opportunity this last year with the state cheer and dance competition out at Rapid City. That was at Rapid City Stevens High School. You walk into the concourse before you go into the gymnasium, and there's a giant Becky Hammon poster banner hanging hanging outside of the gymnasium, letting everybody know that this is where it all started for Becky Hammon. So it's really cool to see that kind of pride yet that that schools hold on with these players. And I think, you know, if you talk to Becky and you talk about her experience playing high school ball, she was recognized. She was a, you know, she was her senior year of high school, she was the South Dakota high school basketball player, or she was player of the year. So right. She's had some success with that. As a junior, she was also named South Dakota Miss Basketball. Her players and things like that on the team also voted her the class athlete by her graduating class in 1995. So yeah. She was a leader almost going all the way back to when she was 17, 18, 16 years old, which is just remarkable, because sometimes you look back and some athletes, you know, they maybe don't have that kind of resume, and they bloom a little bit later as far as some of those leadership qualities. Whereas Becky, it looks like she had a strong head on her shoulders even going back to when she was in her teens, and made a huge impact in college at Colorado State as well. They retired her number. The San Antonio Stars retired her number back in 2015. So it's like everywhere she's gone, she's had success, but it's also because she aligns herself with people that trust her and believe in her as well. And I think that's what she has with the San Antonio Spurs right now.
Nate Weck, thank you so much for the update. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.